What's up, bitches? It is Brandon Lynette, your favorite podcast host, the host of your favorite show, Listen Bitch and Listen Bitch. I'm back. Microphone is in effect. Thank you for all your support with my mic check yesterday. I got the green light. Everything sounds great. And we weren't out of commission very long. So that worked out. I'm excited for this conversation with you guys. I just spent a little time with God. I needed it. I recorded Two Truths and a Lie, and it was very emotional, and I still see the emotion wanting to pour out of my eyes. You know, I'm looking at stuff that I can't unsee so that I can properly educate anyone who is coming to listen about what's really going on. And it definitely marks your soul. You can't unsee shit. And so it's a very trigger warning for Two Truths and a Lie. If you guys are dual fans and you listen to both, if you are someone who just has your head in the sand and you know you need to be having tougher conversations, you need to check out that podcast, okay? Because I want you to bring this stuff up. I want you to talk to other people. There's like this unwritten rule of no religion, no politics. You know, I'm not okay with that. Maybe the no religion. No, I can't be biased. They both need to be talked about. We can talk about our shit, okay? But the more conversations we're having, the more people can be open to looking for the truth, okay? Finding their own truth, not just believing everything they hear on the TV, not believing everything they hear on the news radio, not believing everything they hear on, you know, biased sources, you know. I am an unbiased source, you guys. I've voted, I've taken the red pill, I've taken the blue pill, I've done it all, okay? But I just know what's right now. I know the leader that God is calling us to have, what he should look like, okay? And I'm not talking about physical attributes. I'm talking about we need someone who's going to put God back into our lives, who's going to put this country first, who's going to keep our money here. Everything I said on the podcast today, but it was very emotional. So I just, you know, asked for that little bit of comfort. I am a reformed meditator, okay? I went through a period in my life that I wouldn't say I'm not proud of it. I needed that experience, but the way I opened things up in my life, it was not meant for me. It was not God's plan. I veered off that path thinking that I was getting closer to him. And on some level, I truly did. But I went into the whole energy woo thing, you know, of like meditating so far. I still call it a meditation. I mean, it is meditation, but there's different levels of meditating. And I was meditating at a level that wasn't meant for me. Meditation should be in a present mind where you're here, not trying to leave, you know, the universe to go to 100 different dimensions. Okay. We're not supposed to be remote viewing. And I don't know. Now I'm in this space of I'm not talking to a bunch of different energies. It is literally God and me. That's it. No outside voices, no outside influences. I'm not happy that I did open up to other things. And so I'm in my retribution period. Is it retribution? Forgiveness? Why am I saying retribution? Oh my God. Okay. In my defense, it's way past my bedtime. It's fine. I'm reforming, okay? I'm reforming from all the things, and I'm getting back with my father and getting my family right, getting my headspace right, getting my heart right. And it's part of, you know, we're talking about Microdose Monday today because it is Monday and that's my favorite conversation. It is an integral part of my life. And it is something that I have used as a tool to feel even closer to God, to feel that connection that I really like to feel when I was meditating outside of my bounds. Okay. meditating outside of my bounds, I really felt a lot of God's love, but I wasn't present in my human space. And that makes it really hard. And it's confusing for people. And they end up, you know, thinking that they're fucking crazy because we know other things exist. Okay. But it's not our business right now. Our business right now is to be in this present moment, enjoy our human experience that, you know, we were standing there with God when we chose this. We knew what was going to happen. We knew what was coming. We knew it was going to be a challenge. We knew we were going to fuck up and we knew we were going to find our way back. And that's all we're doing now. We're finding our way back. When I take those mushrooms, I feel that presence. I feel the warm hug. I feel God in everything that's around me, in the trees, in the leaves, in my kids' faces, in my pets, in myself, in my heart, in everything, the air that I'm breathing, the water that I'm drinking. Mushrooms has helped foster that connection 100%. I think the world is psilocybin deficient. And something that has, this is something that I don't know anybody that has never struggled with depression. And when I'm perusing the internet for my topics to just see what ridiculous shit, I literally go to my phone and I am like, what headlines are coming out? One of them popped out today talking about how teen depression is up and they're blaming TikTok 100%. Social media is slaughtering these kids. It's fucking us up as adults. It fucks me up as an adult. And I'm rehabilitating myself from that experience of getting lost in fucking social media and the comparison and, you know, the step up to be perfect, all the things. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be popular. I don't have to be famous. I don't have to be heard. There's one person that's going to come across me by God's grace that needs to hear the conversations I'm having, and they're going to be all in. One person every day, one person. Not one person has never not struggled with depression. I don't know anybody that has not struggled with depression. There's a stigma about depressed people that like they're weak or something. And when we hear about someone killing themselves because of depression, there's so much judgment. There's so much, if we look down on them, like how selfish they were. And I get it. I would be angry. And I'll tell you guys, I've experienced depression. Okay. I have everything I want. I'm a baby addict. I have the most beautiful babies. I have jobs I love, things I love to do. I'm doing the podcast. I'm a published author. Like, I'm making my dreams come true. I'm slaughtering shit. I suffer with depression. And I'll be like, this doesn't make sense. I'll be so sad and crying. And I'm like, honey, it doesn't make sense. My life is perfect. Why am I so sad? My life isn't perfect, but it's perfect for me. So don't get that twisted, bitch. And you do not ever, ever want to put yourself in someone else's shoes, because it might look like I have my shit together. I do not. I'm just not afraid to be messy in front of you. And if I'm ever doing something that makes you think my shit's perfect, like in a world that it could be judged by others and they'll be like, it's so perfect. Fuck no. Okay. No, it's not like that. It is not like that. I do not have ducks in a row. In fact, I don't have ducks at all. Okay. My ducks are missing and I don't even know where to start looking. That's about where I'm at. Okay. Don't ever, ever think when my life is perfect for me. Okay. I have the things I desire. I have the things I want. I don't know anybody that would ever want six kids. Okay. And I would have taken more if that would have been my deal with God. But I guess we talked about six and I was like, all right. And he called it. But I used to think, why can't I just get over this? And I think we look at other people like, can't you just get over this? I struggled with it. And, you know, I've had this conversation with people. My husband has, you know, a debilitating issue with his body. It's called AS and I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. I'll butcher it, but there's no cure for it. Okay. And it's literally like his spine starts to harden and his shit seizes up, like his organs and everything. Like, it's really fucked up and it's really painful. And we weren't living a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to be honest, like, I mean, self-sabotage, self-abuse, like we're the king and queen of that. Okay. And we fostered that lifestyle for a very long time. And there were times that he would be so depressed and in so much pain And none of it made sense. He wouldn't work anywhere else given the opportunity. Trust me, I've tried to get him to do another job. I mean, he wants to power wash outside of that. But like, if he really went to work for someone else in the moment, he wouldn't want anything else. He takes pride in his work. He loves us. I mean, this fucker's chosen us when it's the hardest. We have great, healthy kids. We're best friends. We laugh. We talk shit. I cry and he lets me, you know? It doesn't make sense that he would ever be depressed, but let me tell you something. There are some days when I would see him struggling so much that I would not. And thank you, God. Thank you, God, for putting your hand of protection on us, because I don't feel this right now. I don't, you know, but if you would ask me 6 months ago, if I'd have been shocked if my husband unalived himself, I would say no. I would not have been shocked. Devastated, yes. I would not have called him selfish. He's suffering. I would have never judged him. I would be heartbroken. I mean, I'd probably be angry. I'd want to kill him again, like bring him to life and then kill him myself. But we can't judge people for where they are. And some pain is not visible. You can't see his pain. It's not like a broken arm. That's obvious. It's not something you see on an x-ray. It's like the invisible kind. And when there's not a cure for that, it's a mind fuck. It's a mind fuck because once you latch on to that, like there's not a cure for this. It's a lot. It's a lot. And we're working our way through it. You guys, we're in the gym. We're committed. You know, everything. Getting on the right supplements, because the food we eat is shit, okay? And it comes down to, even if you're eating, you know, natural and you're growing a garden, your soil is not the same anymore. It's just not. You're not getting the same nutrients in your food, even if it's grown by yourself. So forget what they're already adding to it. I mean, the soil just is a lot, and that's where everything starts from. So we're turning things around, and I don't feel that we're doing the natural things to kind of combat depression, because that's your only hope, to do the natural things that are going to help you. And nobody's weak. Being depressed does not mean you're weak. I'm going to be honest. Some of the people I know that are depressed are the strongest people I've ever met. And that I'm speaking for myself too. And everyone is dealing with the daily stressors of life. We're all out here getting our ass kicked in the arena. But when you see someone who is depressed, they're just on the downside of those feelings, and they're taking it to a harder level inside themselves. Okay. You have to not be afraid to face your feelings, especially the ones that scare you. You have to go into the belly of the beast. And sometimes I get it. Those feelings are so strong. They become overwhelming, and suddenly you are trapped. You are trapped in the beast of the belly with no way out. And what I know to be true is that your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. Okay. People who struggle with depression, your greatest strength, it's that courage to feel deeply. That's why you love so much. That's why you give everything to anything. But what you're not seeing is that wave of emotion is so big, you're getting swallowed up, and that you start feeling like your feelings are a weakness, and then you want to numb it. And then what happens is those feelings crush you. Ultimately, they crush you. And this is why I think microdosing psilocybin is key. It's vital for people that are struggling with depression. Psilocybin literally breathes new life into your emotions, literally, on a cellular, scientific level. It's in your brain, and it's changing conversations. It's getting you off the path of destruction. I don't think anyone can get through depression with just therapy. I don't think so. I mean, if that worked, wouldn't everybody be cured? And I don't always think psilocybin would be the only answer either. But I think if you get into therapy and you're talking to someone, hire your life coach, have those hard conversations, face your shit, take the psilocybin, because psilocybin is going to put your emotions right up in front of your face like a mirror. It's going to show you everything you really need to feel and express. And you're going to feel it, you're going to express it, but you don't become lost in it. You're not swallowed whole by that beast. You have hope again. You feel connected. You realize you do matter. The world is not going to be a better place without you. The world will be broken. You are here. You chose this experience, and I don't care how bad it is right now. I promise if you ask God, he will show you how tomorrow can be better. Give him that. I literally cannot function in a day without handing my stuff to him. I cannot. Jesus literally says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Give him the stuff you cannot carry. And I love how I've integrated microdosing into my life because it gives me a chance to actually see that conversation of just handing my stuff over. I feel the weight lift off me every day because that's the thing. Every day I wake up and there I am, and I'm human. I'm human in every sense. I fuck up. I go off the rails. I do the things. I'm just not afraid to fuck up. I'm not afraid to go off the rails. I can find my way back as long as I always have that light. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's where we're surviving from. I feel like if you want a closer connection, it is part of that. It is part of that. That's what it's done for me. 100%. Change the whole foundation of everything. It's helping me grow my confidence, change my perspective. I have a challenge with myself lately. I'm going live every single day on Facebook and TikTok every single day because I've had this whole relationship with myself where I was just like, no, you cannot be in front of a camera. And I mean, I was not kind to this new version of me. Okay. Not kind at all. It was very self-destructive. Brought me to my knees. And then talking about it, I did a podcast where I poured my soul to you bitches. That was tough. It's tough because people just don't understand, you know? And I know there's someone out there that would look at me and be like, oh my God, how could you ever say that? And just judge me that I shouldn't say that because I am blessed. And maybe you're right, but guess what, bitch? I might be blessed, but I'm also human. But what I'm not afraid to do is to work through it. I have the courage to do that. How do you go live every day? I mean, what the fuck? And then what if no one's watching? All of that stuff. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to do every day? Every day. I'm going to do it every day. I don't know for how long. God's going to let me know when I could stop. That was the deal. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it every day. You just say when. Just say when. Jesus saved me. Just say when. That's it. I don't know how long it's going to go on. I don't know anything. I just say, you'll let me know when it's time. I'll do this until we both decide it's not time. But I have the courage to do that. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm not getting overwhelmed with stuff. There's a lot going on in my life. There's a lot. My days are crazy. And then it's like, you know, I don't homeschool on the weekends. So you'd think I'd have a lot of freedom. And what happens is I've got a college girl that'll come home or something comes up. And then I just all of a sudden don't really have weekends either. It's very weird. in a great way, in a great way. And I could literally sit here. This is what I did this morning. I woke up and I was like, man, I have so much to do around the house. Like I could spend all day from 8 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night doing everything around here, and I would still find something else that needs to be done because I don't get to do as much during the week, especially because I'm leaving the house 3 nights a week. We've got homeschool. I've got to be at the gym at a specific time so I could take the girls swimming before I work out with my husband. Like we're set. Everything's kind of spoken for. But I could take the whole day and have things to do. And this is what happened. My husband's like, let's take the girls to the Halloween store. They've been asking. We wanted to get some costumes and stuff for them and just check out all the animatronics. Honestly, I was trying to go where I could find Christmas decorations because here's what's going to happen. November 1st, rocking around the Christmas tree. That's me, bitch. I will be decorating for Christmas. I don't know what day that falls on. I think it's a Wednesday. Oh, I have to bartend too. So that's going to be a tight day. But anyway, he's like, let's take the girls to the store. And I'm like, all right, knew that was going to be an all day thing. So I could stress about everything I have to do, or I could be in the moment with my family. And I was like, fuck it. I mean, no one's going to die if I don't get this stuff done, you know? And then we came home, and I don't know about you guys, but after a long day of like walking in and out of stores and then, you know, getting dinner, it's like you want to come home and just veg out. You know, I was all about like jumping on the couch, you know, reading a book. I've got this book. I got it from the library the other day. I haven't even opened it. This is what happened. So I really wanted to get the book and sit on the couch. And I'm like, all right, we have to be productive on some level because I know what tomorrow's like, and I don't want to wake up pissy. I don't want to be a dick to my kids. I want to, you know, be the kind, patient, loving mom, not the mom who's pissed off because she didn't get stuff done and it doesn't feel good because it's weighing on her. Thank you for microdosing because tomorrow is a microdose day. Anyway, I just came in here and I'm like, all right, B, one thing at a time. Let's just do a few things and we'll see how we feel. So I did one thing at a time, something that's weighing on me. I had to go through the girls' drawers and get rid of their clothes. Two garbage bags, well, maybe one and a half, are sitting on the floor upstairs, that I'll get to tomorrow of clothes that are going. I've got all their shit organized. I hid away their stuff I need for the week so they're not fucking up the outfits, you know, and switching things around and losing shit. I got that all done. That felt really good. Did the dishes. Like I just kept going, like one room to the next. And I even soaked off that new shit that was chipping off my nails. I'm like, let's just do this. Then I'm doing the podcast. And then after this, I'll probably, you know, do the laundry in my office. That's my laundry now. And then probably do some nails. And then I put that book that I wanted to read on the couch. That's my reward. Okay. My reward is when I go to bed tonight, I charged my book light and I'm gonna read my book. And I feel very accomplished. I feel very accomplished. Is there still a million things to do? Yes. But are my kitten's nails all cut and she's bathed and cleaned? Her brother got a bath yesterday. Today was her day. She's pissed at me. You guys, she's pissed at me. She usually comes in here in my office at night. Every time I come in here, because she knows every night mommy's recording a podcast, she comes in her little bed or gets on my lap, whatever. Nope, she's upstairs with dad under the blanket. Like she's pissed. I even lifted it up just to make sure she was in there. I have this black, really fuzzy blanket that she loves. Yep, she was in there. She didn't even lift her head at me. So I put the blanket back down. I let her be. That's fine. She could be mad. She's all clean and smitten, my little kitten. This was her first full nail trim too, so I was a little nervous. But anyway, I digress. I'm on a rant, you guys. I feel so much better. I feel so much better. I gave some of these things to God. I feel very good about the conversation I had, hopefully encouraging other people to have tough conversations today. I want you guys to know, no matter where you are in your feelings, there's a way out 100%. You just kind of got stuck in the wrong wave of emotion for too long. And then that story that you keep telling yourself is just kind of keeping you there. And even when nothing else makes sense, I think you're the strongest person in the world. I think you are strong. I think you're capable. I think you're beautiful. I love you. Like I love you. I love you. And I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you're listening. And maybe I can't see your face, but I can feel you. And I'm wrapping my arms around you in the biggest hug just because I love you. God is with me. He's with you. Understand that. And if you're not already doing it, I want you to get your hands on some psilocybin. There's a lot of momentum in getting it decriminalized in a lot of places. Here in Michigan, there's four counties now that are decriminalized. So what you want to do is you find yourself a weed guy. That's what I tell people. That's where I started. I don't even smoke weed. I got connections. I found a weed guy, started some mushrooms, didn't like that experience, and found another weed guy, got some more mushrooms, and realized, like, this can be different. It can be different. So now I find mushrooms that are grown with love and intention, not from a weed guy, but someone who is passionate and obsessed with getting the world on a regimen of psilocybin. Okay. 100%. And you guys, it's a microdose. It's a tiny, tiny amount. So before you crazy ass people out there are like, how can she be a mother? She takes mushrooms every day. First of all, I tried the everyday thing. That doesn't work for me. I cannot explain it. It is like just this wave of knowing this isn't what I should be doing. 100%. So I'm back on my schedule. In fact, I think I have 2 or 3 weeks left before I take a 4 or 5 week break. And I think that's great for people. You should do, 3 or 4 months, depending where you are in your journey and how your results are going. But I think it's important that everybody takes a break. And if that's too much, then it was too soon. Okay. If you take the break and you go right back into all your bullshit, your break was probably a little too early. But here's the thing. I will coach you on your entire journey. Okay. You just have to reach out to me. You can reach out to me and say, B, where is it decriminalized? I need some shroomies. And I will find you the best shroomies. Okay. That are grown with love and just, you don't have to worry about any bullshit. Okay. You're getting the real deal. I will find a place that's decriminalized near you or someplace that doesn't give a fuck and ships it anyway. I don't know. I will find it for you wherever you are. I will literally tell you how to do it, what to expect. I will coach you through this. Okay. And I will never charge you for the coaching. If you're like, B, I found a weed guy. I got some shroomies. What the fuck do I do? And I will tell you step by step. Okay. You just got to reach out to me. You know how to find me. And if you don't know how to find me, then, I mean, you'll figure it out. Be resourceful. Google my name. It'll come up. BrandonLynette.com. You can email me, message me on Facebook. I'll be honest, Instagram's like kind of my last. I don't really go there a lot. I do go there every day, but I don't really interact because it's such a, I don't have interactions there. It's weird. But you can message me, just reach out. I want to help you. And I know that shit just doesn't make sense right now, but it will. It will. You will come into your perspective, your awareness. It is something that keeps me in the present moment. I had a great day with my family today. Totally present. I wasn't worried about, oh my God, I have so much to do when I get home. I let it all go. It was easy. Like, all right, God, help me with this. Let's go chill with the family. That's where we're at today. And then the minute I got home, it wasn't like being overwhelmed and then just doing nothing. It was just one thing at a time. Like, let's just get started on this and see where we're at when we're done. You know, sometimes our bodies just want to rest. Some days I am meant to be on the couch with a book. Today wasn't that day. And the thing is, when I am, my brain is on psilocybin, it literally knows. I know because I'm so in tune with me. I'm in tune with my conversation with my father. I know my body. It's not a day for the couch, and that's okay. We're going to do it one thing at a time. We're not overwhelmed about stuff, not overwhelmed about the week. We know we do what we could do. That's it. We're human. We can do what we could do. 24 hours in a day. We all have that same 24 hours. You understand? We all have it. How are you utilizing it? Are you listening to your body? Are you doing that? Maybe you're not into microdosing. You should still be listening to your body. You should still be having the conversations. You should still be holding yourself accountable to be in the present moment. That is all we have. I had a conversation with someone this weekend who just lost another family. They've lost a lot of family members in a short amount of time. And she's not doing good. Who would be? and no one's going to blame her. But she's talking about going back, like the things she couldn't do or didn't do, how she responded when it first started happening, when she started first losing people. And I'm like, what would that do? If you waited another month or two to get rid of his clothes, like, what would that have done? It doesn't change anything. You can't go back. And if you're in a position where you're thinking about a situation of like, I just want to go back and redo this, you can't do that. How exhausting for your mind, your body, your soul to always be thinking, I wish I could go back. I'm fucking tired just saying it. You don't get to do that. And it's not going to change anything. You are exactly where you are right now. And in this moment, listening to this podcast, call for the shift in your life. Repeat after me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this moment. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be in this moment. You cannot take back shit. And it's not going to help your depression. It's going to feed it. That's a monster. It's going to feed into all of those things, all of your regrets, all of your dying dream of do-overs. Here's what happens. Today, in this present moment, come into the awareness of knowing what you do today will affect your tomorrow. I don't always do that. And I'm going to celebrate the victory of doing that today. I fucking did that. I set myself up so I'm not going to wake up and feel the weight of the world. I set myself up knowing I didn't just waste the entire day. I did one thing at a time. The most important things on my list. Did I do everything on my list? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I did the most important thing. And it's one of those things where, you know, when I'm praying, I'm like, okay, what's the heaviest burden on me? The heaviest burden on me right now, it was the kids' clothes. It's done. That feels so good to me. I set myself up for tomorrow's success. I can't take back what I did 2 weeks ago or what I didn't do 2 weeks ago. I can't take back the fact I didn't do it 2 days ago. I can't do any of that. I'd be so tired just trying to put that together in my head. Challenge yourself today to not think about yesterday, not to think about anything before today, before this moment, before you opened your eyes. I don't want you to think about any of that. I want you to think about what can you do today to set yourself up for success tomorrow. And the part of your brain that wants to protect you and keep you safe is going to be like, wait, 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 but we're supposed to be worrying right now. See, that's why you need the psilocybin, because that part of your brain is going to say, we're supposed to be worrying and stressed out because we fucked up yesterday. And we have to think about all the things we have to do tomorrow. And we have to be stressed out. Why isn't my heart rate elevated? Your body goes into default mode because it thinks that's how you've wanted to live this whole time. You've trained yourself to just be reactive, to be responsive, to be worried, to go back in time and keep thinking about what you could have, would have, should have. You've trained yourself. And psilocybin undoes that conversation in your brain. That's proven by science. Don't take my word for that. Do your own fucking research, okay? Because that shit is literally proven that new neurons are wiring and firing in new locations in your brain. They've done brain scans before and after. Okay. So much studies have proven, it's proven physically, it changes how your brain is communicating. So how is microdosing not a necessity in your life right now? Ask yourself that. Like, why am I not doing this? Literally can change your entire life, your conversations, all of it. Imagine not having your little body in fight or flight all day long. That'd be wild, right? I know, because I could barely remember what it was like to be in fight or flight all the time. I could barely remember, but I know I lived like that. I sure did. And now I love when I get scared because I'm like, oh, this is real. Like, you know, I'm not making this up. I should be worried right now. You know, like my cat got her paw under the oven the other day, and like my body freaked out. It was natural. It freaked out. Someone was in danger. Someone was really going to get hurt. My baby was in trouble. So I'm like, whoa, it really works when it's supposed to, but it's not on when it's not supposed to be on because my brain has created new pathways for a new way of thinking. So why the fuck are you not microdosing? I want to know your excuse. Like, what is it? Do you think you're not worth it? Are you still afraid? Are you afraid because the government says it's illegal? Let's talk about what is approved by the FDA, okay? Let's think about what is approved. Bullshit is approved. You know, margarine is approved as a food for people to eat, and it's like one molecule away from plastic. It's fucking toxic. And that's okay for human consumption, but God forbid you eat a mushroom out of the ground. Straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're fucked up. Are you stuck on stupid? We don't give a fuck. Get your psilocybin. You're not going to get high. You're not going to feel weird. You're not going to trip balls. I'm the one person in the world, bitch. I don't take shit. I don't take shit. I can't. It fucks me up. I took a pain pill from a friend the other day and I spazzed the fuck out. I thought my husband was going to have to pick me up from work. That's how fucking weak sauce I am. I cannot smoke weed. I freak the fuck out. Like sober Brandon, that's the only Brandon I'm really, really 100% cool with. That bitch, she's cool. Get some shit in her. I'm not okay. I don't like not feeling like me, 100%. Anything that kind of dulls that or disconnects it, we're not friends. Anything that makes me feel any kind of way, I could never do like a body high. I can never do a brain high. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't. I choose not to. I always thought I wanted to try MDMA. A lot of the people that are in the psilocybin world, a lot of people that are doing the research of a lot of these drugs, like psychedelics and stuff, they're doing the research about things that take people through different layers of emotions and healing. I've done research and I'm like, this sounds interesting. I think I would like to experience it. So my husband experienced it, and living through his experience, I would have been so fucked up. I would have been like crying under the bed in a corner, curled up, like, just please make this stop. And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop for a very long time. In fact, he still felt it the next day. I'm like, fuck no, I'm so glad you did it. My husband is the best, y'all. He goes first for everything that I'm afraid of. Like, he fearlessly just goes first. And I know from his reaction whether I'm game or not. Absolutely fucking not. Okay. I'm not gonna try it. So that's you guys. If that's what you're afraid of, you're not gonna feel there's not this whole. It's just a subtle shift. All of a sudden, like I do feel a little warmth, and I swear that is Jesus just wrapping his arms around me, like, babe, I've got you. You're safe. You've got this today. Let's be strong. Let's step into our full power potential. Get that armor on, girl. And I do it. And then I set my intentions, and I'm like, all right, we're going to tackle this day. We're going to listen to our body. We're going to talk to God. We're going to make sure his hand is in everything we're doing. We're going to crush it. That's it. No craziness. Okay. So, again, why are you not microdosing? Reach out to me. Let me know why. If you have the balls, the cojones, are you willing to confess that you're dragging your feet for something as vital as your psilocybin deficiency? Okay. Let's fix this. Microdose Monday, Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you're following me on TikTok because I am throwing some of those bitches up there. I'm also going live there so we can have some conversations. You're literally just going to watch me talk about my favorite beauty projects. I don't know. My beautiful skin. And anyone who's been following me has been noticing the weight loss. The bitch is slimming down. So I talk about all the things I love on there. Okay. I tell you the truth about the products I love and hate. But really, you're watching me do my makeup. So I don't know how much fun that is, but Some of you beauties are there. We have conversations. It's great. Thanks for keeping me company. I appreciate you. TikTok is pretty cool because it filters out comments from dumb fucks, and that's pretty great. And then it also filters out spam messages of people saying, I love you. Will you marry me? It's pretty great. I love it. I love the filters. But yeah, reach out to me there. Have the conversation. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group. And for the love of all things holy, share this podcast with a friend today. Unless you're embarrassed to admit you listen to it. Is there a reason you would be? Because you haven't shared it with everybody you should have shared it with. So just curious, ask yourself that question. Why haven't I shared this? What's going on? Is there something you're not telling me, bitch? Okay, because I thought we were going to be honest with each other. I thought we were going to have that open relationship where, you know, we can have, you know, the conversation, we could talk about the tough shit. So is there a reason you're embarrassed of me? I can take it. And if I can't take it, you guys know where I give it. So it's fine. You know who I hand my stuff off to. So I can handle anything you would throw at me. What I can't, I duck and he catches it. So it's fine. We're fine. I love you guys. Have a great day. We're going to crush this week one day at a time. Stay in the present moment. I love you.